What we're going to do is... cheeks all fucking swollen.
Right. Here's what's going to happen. Right on our way to go to the doctor to go do that, we're going to do the podcast while we're eating ribs and chicken wings in the back of his car with no napkins.
That's fine. You know.
I will kill you.
Where is it? Did you get the sorted out?
Oh, yeah, all that is sorted out.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. This is so embarrassing. Oh, you were taking me home because the car was all banged up.
The first time. Yeah. The first time you ever went in the car.
We're sitting in traffic and there's a lady next to us and his Tesla's making that like weird noise. And the lady rolls her window down next to us and she's smiling. I'm like, yeah, it's making noise. I was like, God, goodbye, bro. Good purchase. God, you only had that thing for like 6 weeks.
What is
you paying for your parking now?
Yeah, paying off some of that money. He had to move his car. We have to do business here.
what is your license plate say?
Oh, gas is up.
Gas is up. You know what? You saw the future, my friend.
Yeah. Gas is up, man.
Oh, you saw the future. Man, gas is beautiful. Up yet again. Now we're at like 520 for diesel.
You still got the minivan?
Oh, dude, that thing. If you start that thing, it might explode.
That happened. A minivan or a van exploded in my goddamn parking lot.
That's crazy. I told you what happened to it the last time I drove it here.
What's that?
I'm like, it was a full day or whatever. I'm like hauling stuff in the minivan. This minivan's got like a $3,000 air suspension. I mean, I tried to get it to do its job, but, you know, shit don't listen. I'm driving that thing down the street down I-4, coming back here. It's pitch black out. The road's jammed. We get up on the Colonial exit. The meter's been on red. This thing's, it's done. Like, it's already seen the shop before. The shop was like, dude, there's no way you should legally be allowed to drive this anymore. I take it to, the, like, our mechanic.
Needs well, what's wrong with it? Just needs a new radiator?
Don't,
or
dude.
What?
That thing needs a whole new van. That whole van needs a new van. It's done. Like, the door and the wheel are good, but other than that, it's shut.
And the door gets a little rickety sometimes.
It's bad. It's like, this is, we got it in the acquisition with...
You should take it off some sweet jumps or something.
At this point, yeah. It's got a 6 suspension. It's got air ride suspension in it.
Oh, damn.
So it can haul kegs. That's why, like, it's its purpose.
What was it?
It dies in the street trying to pull into a parking spot. So it's just dead. Pointing at the spot I wanted to get in. I was like, you got me this far. Luckily, they were like 6 boys here, so we're like Cannon and Bruin, so they had to push it to the spot.
Pit Viper.
And then it started smoking.
They did a thing for their sunglasses promotion. If you bought a pair, you got automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a van that looked a lot like yours, probably in the same condition, which they said in the sweepstakes. It wasn't even fine print. They
it's
put
like
it there.
It's like a piece of shit van.
Yeah,
it was an honest
photo of it. But it was filled with Natterdays. So naturally, I tried to win.
Yeah, of course.
How many entries did you put in?
I only bought 2 pairs.
Fair enough.
I got shit to
do. How much were the sunglasses?
$4,000.
Ooh, I'm so happy that we're having this conversation today. I'm going to go pick up our stickers from Will's tonight.
No shit, finally.
Nice.
Love it.
From Will's?
Well, he's going to be at Will's.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you can go get yourself a dirty laundry t-shirt. Yeah. Or the long sleeve.
I don't know if I want the long sleeve.
Yeah,
it's Florida.
Yeah.
And then we can hopefully get your car bar stickers. Tell the kids what car bar is.
Car bar. So every year we go to FYA Fest down in Tampa. It's this like hardcore fest. And bring the car along, you know, slap a cooler in the trunk, pop it open. All the boys hang out. We drink some cold ones. It's car bar.
What we should do is get like a blanket or something.
I got the Mexican blanket in the trunk.
Right, but we got to get car bar embroidered on it, and
I've got the corn sticker on the back, so what I did was I made, like, in the corn font, you know, like, car bar, so I think I'm going to replace the corn sticker with a car bar corn sticker.
Sick. Just put it right over it. Don't do anything nice about it.
Well, we've been talking, I bought, like, 3 extra corn stickers because I've just decided that that's the only sticker that's allowed on my car, so the old one is, like, now cracking. I tried to peel it off, but, like, the black just peeled off around the cracked white.
Yeah.
And so what we decided is I'll just put stickers above the last one every time. So
that kind of sounds like their fan base.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What? Was that controversial?
I don't know. I don't know.
We apologize for that. And on that note, God.
I can't
believe that. What do you guys feel about the flavored liquid death?
Did you just make yourself a little cocktail
there,
over there?
A little mango cocktail?
A little skinny Rita?
Yeah.
Short of a lime squeeze. Nice. You're fancy as shit.
Keyword on
here.
Skinny.
Hey, do what you can.
Hey, quick cheers for Taylor Hawkins.
Yep.
In memoriam. Everybody here is not happy.
I got a light drip.
He doesn't care as much as we do.
It's still good tequila, though.
Yeah, that's good.
It tastes like...
It's great mixed. Like, straight up shots is not my
1800 fan. Tequila?
Right.
Kind of reminds me
of that. Close to that.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how, like...
1800 coconuts. sweet.
Oh yeah.
That's good
what
stuff.
Was the one tequila that everybody would drink? Cuervo. Now nobody drinks that shit anymore.
You can't drink that shit anymore.
It's weird.
So you can, the Cuervo weird. Silver is actual tequila.
I can't drink any brown tequilas.
Well, I could drink
Jose Cuervo Gold is actually just like gold colored tequila. It's not
barrel aged.
It's not made from agave.
Really?
Yeah, it's just flavored.
It's a nice move. Who's got the time to wait a year for a classic. Fucking plant to pop?
Right.
I'm trying to drink this shit today.
So this goes back to one of your original business ideas.
What?
Don't bring the boat up.
No. This is before the boat.
That
the
bitch has sailed.
We were looking at starting something. We were looking at starting a conglomerate, and he wanted to put like 6 or 7 agave plants in my backyard so we could start making tequila.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can grow good agave in Florida. We ain't got the dirt for that.
Easy either.
But that sounds like something dumbass white people would say, so you're probably right. Let's put that shit in the yard.
Well, see,
you got a free water source.
I wasn't even thinking so much about planting the agave plants in your yard. I was saying we could dig the hole in your backyard.
Oh, to bury the agave and burn it.
Yeah. To make our own.
To make your own mezcal.
Mm-hmm. That was my idea.
God, who's going to drink that, though?
Well, we almost set the lawn on fire.
You're drinking mezcal, man?
We got that little gin still over at the distillery. We can do
that. I still have your
backyard on fire with some fireworks.
You can't finish that bottle.
I can't. I like it.
Oh, perfect. I'll have like that nice fireworks sulfur flavor.
I can't drink the mezcal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me all the bottles again.
I get some more bottles.
Hand them to me.
I get them bottles.
Give them to me right now.
They don't have any English words on them, so I'm guaranteed that shit's legit.
Was it grappa or
no,
mezcal?
It's that mezcal.
Oh, man. Remember the first episode? Mezcals? One of the first episodes we did in Tyler's house, we drank grappa.
In his hot, sweaty room, and we tried like 5 different liquors or
yeah,
something?
That was the only time where I was like, I'm almost 100% sure he made it a point to masturbate in every inch of this room. And here I am sitting on his fucking bed.
There was a waxy film.
I sat on his bed. It sounded like I jumped into a pile of Russell.
Jesus Christ.
Pile of Russell. Russell who?
Russell Leaves. Leaves Russell. Come on now.
My bad.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs in a pile of leaves? Russell.
You know what you call a cow with no legs?
What's that?
Ground beef. You know what you call a cow with 3 legs?
What?
Lean beef. You know what you call a cow with 2 legs?
Oh, you're saying cow. I thought you were saying cat. And I thought it was like, cat. You guys think my one comment was problematic?
My
Jesus
God.
Christ. No,
he's over here stir-frying kittens.
Jeez. No, you know what you call a cow with 2
I saw
legs?
This picture on the internet of like a taqueria with like a photo of Alf on top. Like, are they making cat tacos over there? Yeah.
I miss Alf.
I miss Alf too, and Space Ghost.
They should bring Alf back, but like as he's lost the family, it's found like a cigar addiction.
The whole family's died of old age, and he hasn't aged a day.
He hasn't. Nothing's changed for him. He's made peace with the cat problem.
Changed
he's
from
like a
cigars,
vegan now.
Getting hammered. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He just lives in an alleyway with a bunch of cats.
Yeah, shit's just trashed.
Oh shit! I mean, speaking of shitty lives. How about those dads following their daughters on OnlyFans?
Sticky. I thought you were going to tell me about What's-His-Face or Will Smith slapping the shit out of Chris Rock.
Oh, man.
All right, I say staged, but go
first
ahead.
First of all, two points to make.
I don't know. I think it was real.
Number one, put yourself as the brother of the daughter whose dad follows her on OnlyFans.
I mean, you really want to support your kids any way you can. So, I mean, I really can't knock him for that.
Yeah, but are you supporting them by masturbating to their porn on the internet?
Well, no,
I mean,
it
really
says they were masturbating.
One guy paid $150.
Yeah. Why is his username Hot Daddy?
Show me that.
His name was Hot Daddy.
Maybe he thought he was actually signing up to open an account.
No. See, I thought about that, and I was like, you know, what if a dad, you know, created a username and, like, had to subscribe to verify it was his daughter, and as soon as it happened,
so what he
threw
did
the
was
entire
he found
computer
his daughter.
Out the window and was just like, fuck, wow, I can't believe that was real. But one dude went and created 2 accounts and requested, like, a certain video from his daughter for, like, $150, so...
Maybe it had her
friend
in it.
Yeah, but was it, like, a pre-option video? Like, she has, like, these tiers of subscription.
No, he direct messaged
her. So he
messenger.
Just bought the middle tier... And,
I don't
you know,
think so.
like,
I think this was like a custom direct message video request because she
That's
said she could
says.
Hear her mom in the background.
Yikes.
That's how she found out it was her
yeah.
dad.
Do you talk to your dad after that? What is she doing with her dad after that?
That's what I'm saying.
She stabbed
her
dad after that?
Can corroborate this story? Like, because
the dad.
You showed me this, like, TikTok video of.
It was from him.
Yeah. I just saw there was just a like few different forums on Reddit that there's been, like, found out there's a few. girls that they found out that their dads follow them on OnlyFans.
Now do these girls know their dads? Or is this like a new discovery? Like they just found out their dad's real?
It was not a Cinderella story where they got to know their dad because he followed them. Yeah.
This is like Donald Trump's daughter.
Could have been.
Jesus.
Who knows at this point? Maybe that guy might be like Genghis Khan.
You know what's more interesting than this than this video that you sent me was the video that you sent me about the dude that's already in the shower? Like mid-shower, and he found out he had to poop. And instead of like waffle stomping it down, he just did it right in his hand and Kobe'd it into the.
I like that out of all of
them.
It's just the one.
Yeah, it's just like.
Must not have a girlfriend because the toilet seat's up.
Someone's got to take that video.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm sure you're okay with the listeners knowing this. You're a waffle stomper.
No, I'm not.
Anymore? Is that how that ends?
I never have.
Oh, you hang out with the Waffle Boys, don't you?
Yeah.
You hang out with them more than I do. They live in Claremont. No.
Those are the Belgian Bottom Boys.
That's just CD-ROM. I only hang out with CD-ROM.
I'm just saying. also, the Waffle Boys are bigger. It's more than the three that you know, because Glenn Colson is in that mix.
Who?
Glenn Colson runs...
I'm sorry. There's an actual group of Waffle Boys. What do they do? Go around terrorizing?
We're not allowed to know. Not allowed to know what happened, but allegedly it involves waffles and a strip club in Tampa.
Probably just involves Amy Schuler farting all over the place.
Yeah. Probably just to add. I think what it is they went to a strip club in Tampa that offered a breakfast buffet, and they all ate waffles. And it's like we're called the Waffle Boys now.
I feel like this story.
Bro, get a waffle. Get a waffle. Get a waffle.
We're not talking like Great White Buffalo.
Were they
from Hot Tub Time Machine? Probably. That's what made him fart.
He changed their logo.
Yeah. But, no, I don't waffle stomp, but one out of every 10 people definitely waffle stomps.
That is a fucking horrifying statistic.
Then what was it that you stand when you wipe?
No, I don't stand.
Okay.
Hunter does.
Is that a Harvard study?
Is that good?
I don't know.
Yeah.
At this point, how
could we surveyed 1,400 men.
People.
You tell me there's ladies out there neglecting the toilet immediately to the left.
Have you seen some of these Neanderthals that run around the fucking downtown area at night?
Yeah, I've been to bathrooms where, like, no shit.
Are you kidding me? But,
shit's the grout for downtown Orlando for the most part. Keeps the bricks together. Do your part.
Oh, I did make eye contact with a guy pooping the other day.
Dude, I told you about that bum I saw in front of the library pull his dick out and piss in front of the hip-high plant.
Oh, man.
I was jealous. I was like, you know how many times I've had to pee down here? I never thought of that. It's like I just put my dick in the plant, and I just look like I'm just chilling with this plant, and then he just fucked off.
Just
and
giving the plant a hug.
Dude, he was like, at a high speed, was walking like down the street, turned at the plant, hit the plant. Same pace past the plant. And while I'm at a light, and I'm like, God, man.
The
good stuff.
I was walking up Church Street from the brewery to the stadium, and this guy walked behind one of those green electrical things, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought I was going to like go make a bed there. He was definitely homeless.
Right.
And then I was talking to somebody and just happened to look left, and he looked back, and we made eye contact while his ass was out and poop was coming out of
him. He was taking a grumper.
Did
you make eye contact with him or the poop coming out of his ass?
I made eye contact with him. I only
just the one eye or two.
You know, I do the same. I wanted to do the same thing I did when my dog looks back when he's pooping, Cooper, and I'd just be like, "You shameful piece of shit, doing this in the public."
He does the hard turn, the hard head turn.
How does your dog know what she's looking at when she's
not her.
Yeah, right.
Cooper can see.
This one poops on the wall.
Yeah.
I need a nice, firm, flat piece.
She's actually the pickiest dog in the world, so she will only poop in a potty pad or grass, not dirt, not mulch.
Like lawn, like good lawn.
She wants some of that Douglas fir.
That's nice.
Well, it's probably a good thing, otherwise she'd be shitting everywhere.
Oh, it's the worst. Although she will, in protest, shit in like the bathroom or on a rug. But it's not big.
It feels like grass.
Yeah, it doesn't, I got a shag rug in my bedroom that I'm waiting to find poop on.
Yep. And you gotta throw that rug out.
Throw the whole rug away.
Or you gotta cut it out.
To be honest, I already want to. It's just, I'm really looking for an excuse.
Just drink a bottle of champagne and point that ass right at that rug and then blame her. So you're like, man, I don't know what she's been up to. We like, probably got to take her to the vet.
That dog is worth, it weighs about 4 pounds. That's at least 7.5 pounds worth of shit. And this dog only weighs 4.
It's like, it's like, Jesus. I mean, I don't know, but that dog, I'm surprised she's not turned inside out after
we're
that
both rubbing her ass on the carpet after that. That's what they don't tell you about brunch.
Yeah, they don't mention, you know, lunch.
All right. You guys hungry?
I could eat some ribs.
Oh, yeah?
Well, can't get brisket, so.
We gonna go get some food? You hungry?
I swear what to God.
I think we should go to, where does Lexi work?
Oh, Gatlin?
Gatlin Hall. They got a little food situation in there.
They got that burger pizza
guy. I got a meeting at 2 o'clock.
We're getting
some. So you guys can go get food.
All right.
We might as well hit up the haunt, then.
The where?
When I go to the rock pit.
Yeah, but Lexi's not there anymore.
Yeah, I'm really bad with faces.
It's all the same
to him. We'll flip a coin off. We'll flip a coin off camera.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Well, this has been great. We did it. Yay. Yeah. Shout out to Seabass.
Thanks, Seabass.
Seabass.
Producer.
Appreciate the new addition.
Yeah.
Looking good. Well, at least for one day.
We'll put his face on a thumbnail.
Yeah. Deuces.
All right, boys. Woo.